In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, please be seated. There was a story told. A man was asked who was his favorite teacher. And he thought a minute, and he recalled that it was a teacher that he had for history. And at first, the man came into school every day, and the classroom was right by the busy road. And during his lectures, he would hear ambulances, firemen, the fire alarms, and hear the police sirens go by. And he complained every day. And then one day he came into the class and he said to them, "I owe you an apology. Every day I have complained about the sirens. But yesterday, those sirens saved my wife and child's life. I will never complain again." It's about judgment. How quickly things that inconvenience us or annoy us, people that may annoy us, we begin to judge. And today, in the gospel reading, we have two people. We have Mary and Judas. Judas was blinded by greed. Think about this man. He hung around with Jesus. He followed him. He was one of the apostles. And yet, he never saw Jesus. Never saw who he was with. Now, Jesus could have easily gotten rid of him. He could have said, go away. He certainly has told others to go back home. And yet Jesus let him stay. And so here they were at the dinner. And Mary, who remember when Lazarus died, was the first to say, "You are the Lord. You are God." She recognized that. And so here they were at the dinner. And as a welcoming, she anointed Jesus' feet. She anointed with oil, precious oil, and bent down, because that is a sign of being a devotee, one who is devoted. In the Indian tradition, when you bow down and anoint a feet, you're honoring the God within the person. And when you anoint them with oil, you're really anointing God. And so she anointed him. And then with her most prized possession, a woman's most prized possession is her long hair. And with that prized possession, she wiped that oil. What an act of love. A love of devotion, a love of care, a follower who bent over, bowed down, and anointed the one that she knew. She was faithful. She knew Jesus in a way that others may not have. And then here we have Judas, the thief. He said, we should be giving the money to the poor. But what he really was saying, we should be giving the money back to me, because I'm going to take it if it's there. And Jesus corrected him and said, let's not worry about that right now, because that oil was bought for my death. And remember, this is right before the Passover, right before all that was going to happen. Judas walked with Jesus, but he was unfaithful. Judas had a closed heart. While Mary's heart was open, Judas was close to God. He was close to what could be possible for him. Instead, it became all about him and what he needed and what he was going to take, not what he was willing to give. So we are faced with these two people. And Jesus said at that time, "The poor will always be with me." But he was quoting from Deuteronomy, which said, "For the poor will never cease out of the land, Therefore I command you, you shall open wide your hand to the needy and to the poor in the land. So Jesus wasn't saying we shouldn't take care of the poor, but a reminder that sometimes we also have to take care of those that we love and that we know will need us. And so, what do we do with this? How do we change course? I believe that Jesus let Judas continue on the journey with him because he saw that there's always the possibility of somebody opening their heart. And who's to say that at that last moment before Judas died, he had contrition for all the things that he had done, that he realized that what opportunities he had lost, what relationship he could have had. Mary had opportunities, and she embraced that relationship. Judas closed his heart to that relationship. So it tells us we're always at choice. But Jesus never gives up on us. Jesus will never turn us away or send us away. It's our own behaviors that turn us away, not God. So it's a good lesson for us to remember that every one of us was anointed. We were anointed with oil at baptism. Many of us were anointed at confirmation. Again, some of us when we're sick or ask for healing are anointed with oil. I was anointed with oil when I was anointed a healing minister. Oil was put on my hands. And when I was anointed as a priest, oil was put on my hands. So every one of us have opportunities to be anointed, for the God within us to be recognized so that we can share that part of us with the world. Anointing is about peace, about love, and about joy. So we can have a choice. We can either close our mind and our hearts and not see what was given to us like Judas, or we can be open and receive every gift that we have been given from the time we were born to the moment we were baptized. We all have been anointed in Christ. Amen.